WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today, we hear from Gary Cerincione, who's been working on affordable housing development and greening projects in Garfield and East Liberty for over 25 years. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story.
So you've got a mix of commercial spaces and you've got residentials all jumbled together here.
Gary Cerincione is walking down the Penn Avenue business corridor in Garfield.
Urban areas need that sort of mix and dynamic. So there's a diversity here.
Cerincione is an architect by trade and takes a big picture view. The first big project he took on in his community was right on his street.
There was a vacant house on the street. Rather substantial one, had a demolition order on it. We got the great idea to turn it into affordable housing.
According to Cerincione, it took about 2 years and lots of participation from nonprofits and other neighborhood volunteers, but the house eventually became 42 affordable housing units. He's continued to work on other housing rehabilitation projects over the years, including collaborations with local nonprofits, Sojourner House and Open Hand Ministries. But Cerincione still finds time to lend a hand on even the smallest of jobs. Rick Schwartz, the executive director of the Bloomfield Garfield Corporation, sees him everywhere.
He's always available, generally on a Saturday morning, when it's time to get the garbage bags, when it's time to get the rakes, the shovels, the hose, and be able to actually do the work. And he leads by example. When you start to tick off five or six people who you've counted on for a very long time to do this, he's usually on that list.
Cerincione also places emphasis on what he calls greening projects. That can range from planting trees along the sidewalk to turning a vacant lot into a play space for kids. He helped turn a vision and some grant money into a new greenhouse at Garfield Community Farm, which grows and sells produce to residents of the neighborhood. John Creasy is the farm's director.
Gary was the person who came around and donated his time and used his architectural expertise to do the drawings and to then do the even harder part of working with the cities, their building rules and making sure it's all done to code. We wouldn't have been able to build the thing without Gary Cerincione.
Cerincione says these kinds of green improvements don't carry the same stigma of gentrification as, say, a real estate company putting up a new, expensive apartment complex.
These are easily accessible. It's considered less threatening to many neighbors to do greening projects.
But gentrification is becoming a problem in the community. Cerincione says it's getting harder for working class and low-income families to buy homes as they compete with outside developers. And even renting is getting trickier as prices increase.
We want to control the affordability in our community, and we want a tool to fight back the developers. We want to be in a position that the choice land in Garfield is not being grabbed up by investors from outside who are just profiting.
That's why Cerincione is helping to start up the Garfield Land Trust. The idea is that in the future, this resident group will own plots of land in the community and be able to keep the houses on those plots in the hands of residents who meet certain income criteria. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.